Morning, I'm Bob Taney, 63 Creek Drive in Winding Creek Village. Good morning, council.
Good morning.
First, I'd like to thank Mr. Medlars and Mr. Ashman for their help to hopefully get a solution to our water problem. I spoke in front of you folks before about this. We have people that can't drink their water. We have people that can't even water their inside plants without them dying. And it's a problem. In the water district that they have outlined, we have a 67% petition response of interest. We're trying to ask the council now to take this to referendum. Contrary to what was said earlier, this has never been voted on. Never. Okay? And Mr. Ashman can back me up on that. We just want a chance to get a vote on this thing and our neighbors drinkable water, hopefully. I just want to thank you folks for your time.
Thank you, sir. Jack Barbarian.
How you doing? Thanks for letting me have some of your time today. I am speaking on behalf of the special events ordinance discussion I think that you're going to have.
If you'd give us your, besides your full name, but your address too, please.
Home, business.
Home, I guess.
Home is 104 Brighton Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of background. I moved to Delaware about 13 years ago. I have multiple businesses throughout the state. I serve in several capacities at the state level. And one of the discussions I'm always involved in is jobs. How do we create jobs in the state of Delaware? Created hundreds of jobs here through multiple companies, have multiple properties throughout the state of Delaware. And when it comes to creating jobs, I'm always looking for, you know, who's investing in the community, who's giving back, who's bringing the community together. And Hudson Fields is definitely one of those organizations. For us, we have a healthcare IT company. I've had medical and respiratory companies in the state of Delaware. And Hudson Fields provides everything from advertising, technology, programming, Wi-Fi, fiber to the area, equipment, support, and help support about 50 employees that we have in Lewis there as well. They support small business, and they're a big reason why we continue to grow. In August, you'll see a report coming out. SecureNetMD has been chosen as one of the fastest growing companies in America. Part of that is attributable to the Hudson family and the support that they give to small businesses. So when you're thinking about either expanding or restricting these special ordinances, we'd like you to really keep that in mind. It really impacts all the way down. I think, you know, sometimes when we look at individual situations, we're not looking at the trickle-down effect and how it impacts everybody else. I'm part of the Sussex County STEM Alliance, and that's with Dell Tech and a bunch of educators and legislators in the state of Delaware. And one thing they're always talking about is, you know, how do we keep jobs here? How do we keep our kids here? And the only way we're going to do that is by supporting companies like Hudson Fields and the events that they're having. I think it's important to have some guardrails, but I'm not sure, you know, what the council here has in mind. But that's my 10 cents. I'd like you to keep that in mind when you're thinking about all those different changes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Joyce Jason.
Good morning. Joyce Jason, Winding Creek, 419 Circle Road. I have a map I'd like to hand out to the councilman.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, that map was actually presented back in April, but I just wanted you guys to look at that. It does reflect those that want and those that don't want. One thing I would like to make sure, the record needs to be corrected is regarding this proposed boundary for the optimized water. The number of petitions verified and received was 129, not 142, as in your packet from Mr. Ashman. I just think that's important. It's also important that you realize the petition was originally presented by an independent owners group, and that's fine. The price on it, and I quote, "The county indicated that costs would probably be about the same as that which was originally provided, excuse me, not to exceed $608 a year." Now, after the public hearing, the price is $1,375. That's more than double. I would think it would be prudent for the county to maybe poll the people in the reduced boundary district to see who's still interested in this before you go through a referendum process and then set a precedent that may be a problem for the future. So I would just like you people to consider that, to maybe delay and get a poll out first to these people. They need to have accurate information to start with. I think that's important. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Richard Rainick. Richard Rainick. Richard Rainick. Ward Cross. Ward Cross.
My name is Ward Cross. I live at 74 Creek Drive in Winey Creek Village, and I'll try and be very brief. With what's happening in this, and you're splitting this community, I think you're running into a very dangerous precedent for the future. You're going to have all kinds of communities that have the exact same objections, either for or against many, many major projects. If this is what you want in every single community in Sussex County, then I think you're asking for it right now. This should have been a community-wide yay or nay on this, not a few people just sort of picking up, this is the area we want. Mr. Taney mentioned something, but nobody has ever said something in here. How many homes have a problem? Everybody just says there are lots. Apparently, from what the last water testing, there were three homes that had a problem. So we're going to throw millions and millions of dollars to solve three homes' problems. It's a waste to me.
Presentation to League of Women Voters.
I get a question on that.
Hold just one second, please. Mr. Burton.
Can I get a question on this map answered from either Mr. Ashman? Is that possible?
Sure, you can, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to wait to get to one to the on the agenda item?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, step right on down, young lady. Step right on down.
Good morning. My name is Janet Ambrose, and I'm the Vice President of the League of Women Voters of Sussex County, and also have been the coordinator of the Observer Corps. And I have copies of our report, which I'll give you right now.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you. In fact, I can hand those down for you. We'll just give them here, and I'll just pass them down here to whoever.
Okay.
Here, go ahead.
You have one more?
Yes, I do.
Okay. She didn't think you needed one.
Absolutely. Thank you.
What are you saying, George? Can't lead no way.
And I'd like to begin by introducing other members of the League who are here with me this morning. So if you're with the League, would you please stand up?
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
They were all a bunch of protesters.
As part of the League of Women Voters' support for openness in government, its Observer Corps monitors the activities of governmental bodies for issues of importance to Sussex County and the League. The Observer Corps and the League of Women Voters of Sussex County was organized in January of 2009. For the past 8 years, observers have attended meetings of the County Council and the Planning and Zoning Commission. Each month, observers prepare reports and submit them to the League of Women Voters of Sussex County Board of Directors. And this annual report to the County Council is developed by compiling the major issues and concerns noted during the past year as viewed by observers and as they relate to the positions of the League of Women Voters. The League of Women Voters of Sussex County is proud to report that observers have been in attendance at 100% of council meetings during the past year. So I'll begin by, or I'll present the report in terms of topics, and the first topic is water. Clean water is of the highest priority for all citizens. In addition to being critical to the health and safety of residents, clean water is essential to the economic development of the region. We urge the cooperation of the council with all relevant government agencies to ensure that water quality is protected for present and future generations. In terms of planning, the heavy reliance on realty transfer taxes as a primary revenue source for the county is of concern. In our opinion, the county needs a more forward-looking, sustainable economic model. We anticipate the continued efforts of the council and the Office of Economic Development toward the diversification of revenue sources to ensure the financial stability of the county for decades to come. The next item, we acknowledge the development of a new sign ordinance to address problems in this area. The process of developing this ordinance was confusing to the public. We feel it will be necessary to monitor the impact of this new ordinance to determine whether it produces the desired results or needs to be revisited in the future. We are pleased to note the amendment of ordinances revamping county codes dealing with drainage, lot grading, road construction, bonding, and project construction, including closeout regulations. Significant steps have been taken through this effort in ensuring that community requirements are clear and enforceable, and citizens are protected from those in the building industry who do not adhere to the promises made when developing communities. We note the progress made in moving forward with the Transportation Improvement District. We look forward to learning of opportunities for public input on this project. It is unclear how the future land use projections provided by the county as part of the development of the district will interface with the components of the 2018 Comprehensive Plan. Next point, the council districts do not align with the districts assigned to planning and zoning commissioners. The reason for this disconnect is not clear to the public. We are pleased to note the appointment of a female planning and zoning commissioner as well as a female member of the Board of Adjustments. Efforts should continue to be made to diversify the members of boards and commissions so that their composition reflects the diverse perspectives of county residents. The introduction of digital GIS zoning maps to replace the outdated paper maps previously in use is a significant accomplishment. Staff members responsible for this improvement are to be highly complimented. The availability of affordable housing in Sussex County is of concern. We note the revision to the Sussex County Rental Program designed to encourage developers to expand affordable rental housing opportunities within the county. It will be important to assess the impact of this revision to determine whether it is indeed successful. The next area of comment is the Comprehensive Plan. We are pleased to note that the Planning and Zoning Commission has extended its opportunities for public input into the 2018 Comprehensive Plan by providing time for public comment at each of its meetings. Providing monthly opportunities for public comment at the beginning of meetings is a noted effort to enable citizens with time constraints to express their views. We also note that public comment is invited at the beginning and end of the scheduled Planning and Zoning Commission workshops. We view the development of the 2018 Comprehensive Plan as a critical task which will provide a roadmap for future development of Sussex County. This document should be a meaningful tool rather than the result of an exercise to comply with statutory requirements. The League of Women Voters of Sussex County has worked diligently to educate citizens about matters which will be considered in the development of this plan. 5 forums have been led by the League during the past year. Topics have included educating for wise growth in Sussex County, what drives DLDOT Parts 1 and 2, the developer's perspective and effective 2018 Comprehensive Plan, and affordable housing and substandard housing issues. 193 persons have participated in these educational forums. We are pleased to note participation by council members, planning and zoning commissioners, a state legislator, and county staff. We continue our efforts to educate and engage the public in this important process and invite your continued participation in these forums. The next area or topic of presentation is called Citizens' Rights to Know, Citizens' Participation. We request that the administrator's report presented at council meetings include notation of newly added staff members. In our last report to the council, we noted that agenda items related to land use matters contained limited information about projects to be voted upon, making it difficult for the public to ascertain the exact projects under consideration. While more specific information is sometimes noted on the agenda, this practice is inconsistent. We note that on the November 15th, 2016 agenda, a, quote, change of zone number 1802, unquote, was to be reported upon. This project was known to the public as the Gills Neck Village Center. We request that generally recognizable descriptors for projects be included on agendas to clearly inform the public of what matters are under consideration on that day. The amplification system in the council chamber should be evaluated for its effectiveness. At council meetings and at other times when public meetings are held in the chambers, it is difficult to hear comments being made by speakers. This inadequacy interferes with the ability of the public to understand and evaluate what is being presented. And as far as additional comments go, we remain concerned about the procedures for distributing funds in council districts through grant allocations provided to specific council members. While these grant requests are typically unanimously approved, there have been occasions where council members vote against the requests with no explanation. Providing reasoning for approving or denying grant requests enables the public to understand why such decisions are being made, and ensuring the public that such awards are not made or denied for arbitrary or discriminatory reasons. We acknowledge the continuing cooperation and courtesy afforded by staff members who respond to us and to the public with requested information on various issues. Their professionalism in handling the duties of their positions is recognized and appreciated. In conclusion, the Observer Corps of the League of Women Voters will be continuing its activities this year. We share with you the goal of ensuring good government for the citizens of Sussex County. And thank you so much for your attention this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Next, we have a consent agenda, three items: wastewater agreement number 993, Sussex County project number 81-04, Lighthouse Beach, also known as Rehoboth Shores Campsites Phase 1, Long Neck Sewer District. Number two, wastewater agreement number 925-2, Sussex County project number 8104, Deerbrook Phase 1 of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. And wastewater agreement number 638-13, Sussex County project number 81-04, Estuary Phase 1C-28, construction record, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions on those three items? If not, I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to approve the consent agenda. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Several items to get to.